Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we really are kind of talking about backyards, and we're going to do that with Pam Scholes. Good morning to you, Pam.
Hi, LaVon.
Pam is the Vice President for Cass County Master Gardeners, and she and Teresa Hansen are in charge of the annual bus tour. So people have been saying, when is it? Where is it? So give us the news, Pam.
Well, it's going to be June 19th, and we're making a trip to Lincoln, Nebraska this year. We've had it open for a while, and it's actually open to the general public now.
Right. It's sponsored by Master Gardeners. Master Gardeners go on it, but now everybody can go on it.
That's right, and it should be a fun day.
It should be. Now, when we say everybody can go on, of course, there is a limited number. I think, I'm not sure, 50, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I think it's about 56.
Uh-huh.
We're getting a bus, and when the bus is full, then, of course, we'll have to cut them off.
Okay, so don't mess around.
No, get them in early.
Yeah, you know, that's about a month away, and you think, oh, I have lots of time. Well, if you really want to go, probably not. So if people are interested in signing up, what do they need to do?
Well, they need to get a hold of a registration form. They can get them through any Master Gardener. We can arrange for you to get one. You can also get them at the Extension office, and I believe they're also available on the Extension website.
Okay, just put in search for Cass County, Iowa Extension, and it'll pop up there, and you can click on the appropriate button.
Sure.
And
all it takes is a phone call, and we can get you one of these little registration
forms. And people want to know, how much is it going to cost?
Well, for the public, it's $45, but that includes your lunch and an all-day trip, sightseeing, and some shopping we have on the itinerary.
Okay. 45 or 47, Pam?
47, sorry.
Not a big difference, but for all it includes, as you say, it includes lunch and, of course, the trip and lots of visiting and so on. So let's talk about the agenda. What all is going to be included in this trip to Lincoln?
Well, we're going to leave the fairgrounds at the Extension office at 8 o'clock, and we're going to leave at 8 o'clock sharp. If you want your morning coffee, be sure and bring it along. We will provide water. And the first stop is at Finke Gardens. It's a little shopping area. They're also a big supporter of Backyard Farmer, if you've ever heard that show, and they're an advertiser of those. You can shop for perennial and annual flowers and, of course, trees and shrub. And we always have room under the bus for your packages or whatever you decide to buy.
Good idea, if you think you're going to buy something, to bring along a box or container with your name on it. So
that's right.
Keep it separate from the other plants. I mean, if you haven't been on one of these, you can't believe all the plants that go in
there. Another thing that works real well is those little mailing labels that you get. You can stick them on things. So you don't have to write a lot of stuff.
Great idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, a person should just stick those in their billfold or something and have them, because they could come in handy a lot of places.
That's so, for sure.
Good idea, Pam.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first stop.
That's the first stop. The next stop is at the Maxwell Botanical Garden and Arboretum. That's on the UNL campus. And it's also right next door to the Backyard Farmer Garden, and we're going to view both those things. It's going to be a guided tour, or, of course, you can go on your own, but we will have a guide available if you want to tag along with that. We're going to have lunch right there on the grounds. There's a little dairy store that serves a great lunch, and also ice cream is one of their specialties. So you can also, we will provide the lunch, but if you want to have ice cream, you can get that at a small fee.
You make my mouth water.
And we've tried it out, haven't we?
Yes, and they have, I'm not sure what our menu is, but I know that they have great sandwiches and great soup, and whatever they have, I think it's going to be really good. So, I think you will enjoy it. Okay, so, and then, you know, you mentioned the Backyard Farmer. That's, what night is that on TV?
Well, we get it on Dish Network on Thursday night.
Okay.
I think they do a review of it on Saturday morning.
Okay. And of course, that includes many of the specialists from the University of Nebraska, and people get to call in questions and they show their little garden. It's not a big garden, but it will be interesting to see that garden, I think, Pam.
Yeah, that's for sure. After we leave there, sometime after lunch, we're going to go to what they call the Sunken Garden. It's a garden that they made back in the 1930s during the Depression. They put people to work to to earn a living and created this really neat garden. And right across the street, then we'll view the Rose Garden. And so I think that'll be really neat. I hope now that the weather's kind of warmed up that we'll have a great view of everything.
Yeah, usually in June, the roses are really getting beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm guessing that being a huge rose garden, that they sort of plan so that they have some that are in bloom.
Different times.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that should be really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our last stop of the day is Campbell Nursery. It's a huge garden center that we can do some more shopping and fill up the bus, and after that we'll head home. We should hit Atlantic, oh, say 5:30, 6 at the very outside, but I think closer to 5:30.
Okay. And as I mentioned, it's always fun to visit with everybody and, you know, see who else is interested in gardening. And I guess you don't have to be a person who puts a lot of stuff in the ground. It's just kind of fun to see these other things that other people have done.
Right, to see how they put different plants together.
Yeah,
really,
yeah. So, okay.
Yeah. All these sites are available on the Internet, so you can preview them if you kind of are undecided. But I think they'll be enjoyable for everybody.
Yes, just a nice variety of things to do and see. Okay, again, that's June 19th, and
right.
Coming up.
$47. It is open to the public. You just need to sign up and get your check into the Cass County Master Gardeners.
All right.
Sooner the better.
Yeah, that's right, because we have in the past filled up that bus, and people put on the waiting list, so you don't want to mess around.
Yeah, and we don't have very many people not go, so you got to get in early.
That's right. Well, Pam, this is just one of the many activities that the Cass County Master Gardeners take care of. Some are particular projects of the Master Gardeners, and then there are others where Master Gardeners work everywhere in the county. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Griswold.
Well, in Griswold, there's a couple things that go on every year. If anybody's ever visited Griswold, they see the islands or the nodes at the end of the main street at each corner, similar to what Atlantic has done, maybe on a little smaller scale, but the Master Gardeners do take care of those. And then we also have the city park with a couple big berms on them, and some of the Master Gardeners take care of that also.
Okay.
They're also starting a community garden on the south end of Council Bluffs. I am not involved in that myself, but I know some of the other Master Gardeners are, and I think that's going to be up and running this year too.
Okay, so if you're in the Griswold area, you can get involved. And also, I believe they started a new garden club?
Yes, they did. I think it has about 12 members, and they actually meet a couple times a month. So.
All right. So there's lots happening there. And I think in the past, Pam, we've talked about the outdoor classroom down Messina that a lot of the Master Gardeners work with.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be giving you more news about this, but that's won a state award, the work that's been
right.
done. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, so we can say that they're the award-winning
yes.
outdoor classroom.
Yes, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Anita has a variety of things, but one that I know of that I just visited with Angie Baylor about the Health and Wellness Center has a kids' garden group that meets and plants the garden by the Wellness Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that several Master Gardeners assist with that.
That's right.
So it's just on and on. And hopefully, I know, Pam, you came over and helped volunteer to do the downtown beautification planting in Atlantic, and that seemed to have gone well, and there were some other Master Gardeners.
We had lots of people there, and it was a fun evening.
Yes, and kind of cold, but it turned out okay.
Yeah. We hit it at the right time of the day.
I think so. So all of that's going on around the county. It is the Cass County Master Gardeners, and I think nearly every town. I know there's some things that have been done in Cumberland, so there are things going on all over.
Thanks
to Master Gardeners and other volunteers.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So Pam, quickly remind us the date and time we need to be ready to go on the bus tour.
June 19th, we're going to Lincoln, Nebraska. Get your registration in early. We're going to leave at 8 o'clock sharp, and it should be a fun day.
You bet. Thanks so much, Pam Scholes, for visiting with us.
All right, LaVon. Thanks much.
Until next time, here's a thought. Half the interest of the garden is the constant exercise of the imagination.